I think you have to be aware of this, and basically you have to make this call. I have my own theories about how it ought to come out, but there are implications either way. Now, Bob and I, as you know, had a long meeting with Balzano yesterday. Well, we had 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
And we covered it. I understand. Well, but the...
Why don't you come down after meeting?
Well, I think he can do some good at action. I think, on balance, that's the way we ought to go. Now, she has written me to say, as grateful and honored as she is, da-da-da-da, she is right for the State Department job, and she's talked it over with her husband. She can't be the director of action. Then she better return to California and do what she can to support you from the private sector. And that's
why I'm going to stay here.
Well, the implication there is that they're both gone. Now, I don't know the answer to that, and I haven't talked to her about it. But that's a call that you have to make under the circumstances.
Balzano will take the other job.
Well, we left it with Balzano that he should go home and think hard about where he could be as effective for you, which is what he says he wants to be, as he could be at action. To be honest about it, I don't think he could be as effective anyplace else. The kid did his dissertation for his PhD about action. He knows the thing inside and out. He knows where the bodies are buried over there. He's highly motivated, and I suspect he can use that money to some political good.
Is there any way that you could get Rogers or Lingard to do the other job?
I invoked your name in this. I said the president is personally involved in this. He picked this job for you. He wants you to take it. And so on. And she writes the letter. She gives me a big, long, page and a half of
what
it. Says, I'm grateful for the president's interest and concern, but I can't take a job for which I do not believe I'm equipped to perform at least as well as anybody else in behalf of Richard Nixon. I could pay off well in action. I have no background, training, expertise, or knowledge in areas with which the State Department functions. I'd be around taking a swear on. I think that's about where I come out. It's going to hurt. It'll be a one-day story in Washington and a one-month story in California. And it'll hurt.
Have you talked to Finch about it?
No. Finch has been lobbying us for her at action. And Rose has talked to me. I don't think anybody could be as effective with her as you, and I have used you. So I assume we shot our big gun.
And
I have had her over to my office, and I put my arm around her and told her how much we all love her, and that the president really wants her to do this thing. So
we're going to
do the
action. Tonight, I want you to stay.
Oh.
So that we can talk about action.
Oh, fine. Good.
When are we getting the tax thing?
Well, we're not gonna do a...
Henry, about that.
We're not gonna do a message as such. With that Ways and Means Committee, you know, you go up and you sit down with the staff and you negotiate and you smooth around. George talks to Mills and all that.
How do we get our position across?
By Q&A on our backgrounders and our briefings and that sort of stuff. We'll get it out.
Why? I'm not sure of that.
You want to do a statement?
I think I need to do a statement.
Okay. Okay.
Or let Schultz do it. I don't think there's that much mileage. I don't. What do you think? Or is it? I don't.
I think it's about a wash. I don't think it would hurt to have George do it.
I think George can do it. George can do it on the basis that we're going to have to have an opening statement. That if we want to consult with the committee, but if we have already the things of the matters, these are these remarks that we suggested to me as this is the president's program.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we have George? Am I getting on? Do you think strongly?
I don't think it's a winning issue at this juncture.
You don't?
I do not. I think you've
got all the parochial school and just so George does it.
You've gotten the mileage out of
that.
That's right.
The man of the past. Well, that's George's name.
Okay.
I agree. That gives George a chance to stick to.
All right. I did the chatter and marching in the other way.
I got along fine.
Free of animosity or acrimony, a little whimpering by Peter Frelinghuysen and two or three others about the box they find themselves in, but a hell of a lot of feedback from their trips to their district over the recess. People like the cuts, they like your controls, and the message is coming through. Wall Street Journal had a wrap-up piece this morning. It said you've already won the fight of the budget.
How many things we have? I don't know. You see these back here? Do you see a new science here and there?
Well, let's say the war's still going on in Washington, but it's been won in the rest of the country. That's the way the Wall Street Journal
puts it.
There are soundings around the country, the attitudes of people, the mail that Congress is getting, that kind of thing.
There's more actual officer
than
Rudy Group.
Yep.
Every day.
Well, the boys this morning were mainly just wiggling in the corners a little bit.
Now, incidentally, for your information, I don't know how this came at me, but, based on your recommendation, I am willing to continue voting the swings on that march. We're going to do meetings in the White House, do worship services, and that'll take care of all of the damn congressmen, senators, except those that are just beyond the pale. And it's a total pain in the ass, a waste of time. But it'll be done.
Okay.
Now, and then I'm doing the loyalist from Vietnam tomorrow night at the reception. It comes down to Jensen and says that he wants me to have a breakfast, a working session with the new members of Congress.
The freshman?
Yeah.
The freshman?
The freshman members on the Republican side. Well, now, I know this comes from Jerry Ford, but let me tell you, if I do this first, I've already had them to a reception in the White House. Most of them will be there tomorrow night, and all of them will be included in one of these events.
Well, you know, we spent an entire day with them going into issues. Al Haig, Jim Cole, and I were up there all one Saturday.
You see, the trouble is, it's a sponge. But you see the reason I don't want to do it. I am not the first job, and every time I sit down with our lawyers, it doesn't work out. They leave.
Sure.
And I can't talk frankly with them. Second, they like it and so forth, but it's not valuable to me. Second, I find too that if we do this group, then CNN,
yeah,
why the hell would we do
that?
Yeah. SOS, why don't we do that?
Sure.
Those are more powerful than people. And the Wednesday Club, why don't I do that? I just don't think I'm going to do it.
Well, we have given these freshmen a tremendous amount of
freshmen are not doing the others. The point is, I think, following your advice, I'm going to do them socially, but I'm not going to do the others socially.
I agree. I totally agree. Absolutely. And we're giving them an enormous amount of substantive attention. Marina Whitman's been up and briefed, and the They're just going to help you. It's a big explosion.
That's all.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think you're doing it. I think that really the painless way, although it is a pain in the ass, is eating at the White House.
I think it's got a thing to resolve that.
Well, now they'll be down to 6 and 7, won't they? Isn't that...
Yeah. start getting them in next week. Oh, and the thing I wanted to say to Henry is that two things that I think could be extremely helpful. We're going to require some of your time. The second thing, the first thing, we work out a period of time. We are trying to take the incidentally, Bob, Genesis not making a horrible mistake of just having these briefings for Republicans. I'll bet he is. If he is, it's a mistake. What for his? Not what we all knew we were doing up there.
Yeah, it's a Republican pressure.
Well, he's trying to cover the thing. The other thing, I've covered this memory, is
I agree with you that Pete has to move to unsettle that.
Okay, first of all,
I economic aid this year. If they can get an economic he feels they need about $50 million to $100 million more than we programmed. Because if they can have a real takeoff this year, as he thinks they're on the verge of getting, then the communists just haven't got elected. Take some women, and And I thought he was pulling my back about my...
Oh, yeah.
So I kept making jokes, but then I kept asking myself, they don't make jokes. They're too puritanical to make jokes about my sex life. So I asked Betty Lord, I said, you know, I'm really puzzled. Mao kept saying, the women are a disaster. I'd like to thank the women of Iran. She said, oh, that's simple. He was talking about his wife, who's the leader of the Cultural Revolution. That was his way of saying that that's finished. And of course, you know, when you think about it. They're trying to buy some fighter planes from the British, and we've got to find a way of doing, letting the British do this.
Yeah.
about the bomb that I don't want to go into the details, but there wasn't really that much civilian destruction.
I did not do that in your press briefing either. I'll tell you why it wasn't.
On the press briefing, I couldn't do it. I'm just wondering.
Yeah. With these people, Thank you.
consider the Vietnam thing basically settled in express outline, which means four different sets. Cho, in effect, said that all they would give in aid to North Vietnam is replacement.
Well, that's a very good because that question
sent a number of messages in your name. I mean, I don't have to say I sent them. I just say the president was very heavily involved there.
Yeah. So,
I sent some reports to the president. The president then sent some reports to Hanoi and sent instructions to me in PK. What I think now, Mr. President, is that we ought to give them one big wallet in Cambodia. That's the only thing those sons of bitches understand.
Well, the Chuck Plantation poses problems for the French, doesn't it?
No, probably.
Well, I heard that was a problem before. I heard that. That's true.
No, it's probably true, but that's where they're
going. Well, you know,
but it won't embarrass Montpellier.
Not that much.
I agree with it. But I'll get an estimate of how many casualties there'll be. The problem would be to realize that. I'm going to have some look at it. Because that's also what broke the back, that we ordered to push up the B-52s. Now then I won't say to the leaders of Europe, make that still go up to war. But what we can say is we had a lot of advice to stop the bombing in Laos. He said they would give us some names that they thought could be in a sort of provisional coalition government. What they will probably want is that both Lon Nol and Sihanouk step down and others come in. And everyone agrees that Lon Nol isn't any good, that he's sick. He's pretty good. Ataka's quite good. Basically, what the Chinese want in Cambodia is so different from us. They want the North Vietnamese out, they want the Russians out, and they want a neutral. Well, what the hell? I mean, we don't want anything else.
But they don't really feel
that Sihanouk
is good.
Well, the easiest, of course, would be
I think doing this energy thing Friday will get you involved in that.
I want to be involved in it.
Reason, another reason. It's just too bad to have to be hard on some of your own closest people, but that keep learning in cases who've done that are bad about some shit. He isn't the right guy to be a foreign policy.
It's dogmatic. It's too aggressive. Now, we have another thing that has to do with the Middle East. Now, I have the impression that Rogers and Cisco are again cranking up one of their wild charges. Now, I agree we have to do something, but we don't have. We have now, after years of effort, gotten the Arabs into a situation where they're coming to us. We mustn't give the impression that every time there's a crisis in the Middle East, it's our crisis. It's a hell of a lot better to get the parties pleading with us to engage themselves. To engage us, we've got the Russians pleading with us now, we've got the Arabs pleading with us. I mean, today, the Israelis shot down a plane, a Libyan plane, a passenger plane, it's inexcusable. And I approved messages of condolence on your behalf to Gaddafi and Sadat. But on top of that now, Rogers has issued a statement. He's called Ismail in London. And that makes an impression of panic. When the Israelis shoot down a plane, it isn't our business. I mean, it isn't our, we didn't shoot down all this. He called him in London. Now, you know that Ismail is coming over here anyway. He was afraid to lose the visit. The Arabs need the bloody visit more than we do. And I really hope we don't give anybody exclusive jurisdiction, because he'll get us into the same mess he's gotten us. Your methods, the methods you and I on your behalf have used, work because we never get ourselves in. We move slowly, deliberately. Now, what I plan to do with these Egyptians on Sunday and Monday, so that you know, is to say this: look, for 4 years you've been talking. If the Israelis could have designed your strategy, they couldn't have done it better. Because you come up with all these high-sounding formulas which cannot be accepted and which lead only to a stalemate, the result of which then is that the Israelis stay exactly where they are, which is what they want. If you want to talk to us in the White House, come up with a formula we can sell. We are willing to bring a lot of pressure on the Israelis, but we are not willing to have a war. And we are not willing to press the Israelis to a point where they'll go to war, but we are willing to press them just short of that. Now, if you can work with us in that framework, we can...
Let me suggest one thing else. I see this as a situation where we've got to get both sides a little pregnant.
That's right.
Now, what I would like for you to push on with that is to make to them, you say, now, look, you know, the president is a man, teaching word. And I go, we can't tell you this, you can't use this answer, but the president is interested in meditating permanent site. He wants to be a congressional, he's president. But the way to get that is to have a dinner site. And let's have a dinner site. Let's get what we can. And you see, basically we have to know this. The Israelis do not want a permanent site. And the other people do. The thing to do is to get the Egyptians. Egyptians will only do that if they think we're going to continue to push the Israelis. So I tell them, yes, we're for a permanent settlement, and then they can get us 2 years. If we can get a interim settlement, you know, open it, and then start relations with the Egyptians, we can turn them away. But they don't need this goddamn land. You know, I think it's all a bunch of designated
buildings. It's symbolic.
I know it is. But they got to get part of it. They got to get some of it.
And I have had an idea, Mr. President, which...
But you want to use that kind of thing, well, I make a private deal with you. They have leaks on, that's right.
If we can do, for example, we could separate the issue of sovereignty from the issue of security. That is, if we said they can get back the territory, they can get sovereignty back to their old frontier. But they've got to give the Israelis some special security zone. They can have the police, but the Israelis can have some bases there. There's no population. So a lot of complex things are possible.
Right.
So then they don't lose faith.
Right.
And but I'm not going to come up with any plans on this meeting anyway. I think this meeting should just talk. Almost certainly that meeting is going to get out. That's unavoidable. Now he's going to come in to see you. Well, I thought it was best if you and I see him alone, and you just mention, I mean, with whoever, whatever Egyptians he has with him, you should just mention to him that you're fully behind his meeting with me.
Oh, yes, sure.
And
then he's going to have lunch with Roger.
Oh, then he's going to have the whole day with Roger, so it's. Instructed.